All right, welcome everybody to another Jaws Coffee Chat. Thank you for joining us for this November 14th episode of Jaws Mental Health Awareness. So it's me and Jennifer right now. Please be sure to share and subscribe to our page or wherever you found us. Now let's get to the show. It's I'll pass it over to you, Jeff. And Jenny, you're on mute and I can't hear you.
Just kidding, everybody. I was talking to myself, as Emily found. We want to welcome you and thank you for listening to us. And to please be sure to tune in or watch us on your favorite app or listen as frequent as you can. Be sure to share us. Right now, we're going to get started with Jaws Mental Health Awareness, where we talk about different difficulties related to mental health and how that affects many of us, as well as our coping skills and so forth. So since our regular John is not here, Emily, do you have any familiarity with any mental health issues?
Yes.
Tell us what you know.
Let me see. I kind of the autism, the autism world.
But autism is neurological. Does that affect you mentally, meaning like depression, mania, mood swings, anxiety?
Yes. Like the anxiety and depression are the biggest ones.
Okay. So I can say that I have the anxiety and depression as well. What are some of your ways of coping with them?
Talking about
Have you found any certain ways that if you do this or that activity, it gets you out of like calms you when you're anxious or perks up your mood when you're depressed or anything like that?
like things like talking to friends and family or like going out for a walk or coloring and reading also helps. Those are
What in reading?
coloring.
Oh, yes, I agree. Something about that art is just amazing. But yeah, reading books. So do you read ones that kind of take you into another land that's like a storyline, fiction or nonfiction, or do you read like educational stuff? What kind of books work for you?
I guess more biographical, but then some other kind of fiction stuff too.
Okay, so you're like me, you like the mix. Yeah, like I have one I'm reading about the mafia.
Oh, well.
Then about the whole investigation and charges and everything, that's how it was caught back in the 60s.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Right? Because we hear all this big deal about, oh my God, they must be part of the mafia. You know those different things we that people say, especially when they're older generations, right? And we're like, what's the big deal about the mafia? Okay, now I get it. Now I see what happened. So reading books is definitely a great one as far as coping skills. And do you know what's the science behind why that walk perks up your mood?
I think so, but you want to explain it for those that might not.
Yes, so definitely physical activity, especially when it's done assertive and not just a casual walk, but like jogging, even if it's a slow jog, but the faster the jog, or if it's running, riding a bicycle, anything that gets your heartbeat pumping up and causes an actual workout mode, the additional activity, that's why your pulse goes up and possibly you go into cardio, causes your brain to produce more serotonin and dopamine. Both of those are happy pills that our brains naturally produce as a result of a workout. And for many of us that have depression or anxiety, and we need that often, that's why some people get addicted to working out, because they're really addicted to that dopamine and serotonin, and a little bit helped them, and then they need, and then they got used to it after so long, so they needed a little bit more, just like a regular drug. Only this one is not considered addictive, even though there are people that go to those extremes, they're like Olympic runners and stuff like that. None of the people that's just the everyday people, sit down jobs or labor jobs or anything that don't involve regular running and very aggressive or assertive workout have that. But they will still, on the occasional time, get their mood lifted through the increase in serotonin and dopamine. It's a chemical reaction.
Yeah.
But that's not only walking like what you do, Emily, but it could be like when I go to my gym, you know how I've been talking about my new gym membership? So I could ride one of their bikes or go on the treadmill running, or I could lift weights, do water aerobics, all kinds of things that cause your heartbeat to go up. That's because you're going into cardio as far as the workout level. You're not just your regular resting rate of where your pulse should be in the 70s or 80s. This is like it goes over 100 and can go higher depending on how aggressive your workout is. But once it's peaked over 100, your brain is producing the serotonin and dopamine.
Yeah.
That's why you may notice the longer the walk is, the happier you get.
Right. Isn't it amazing how the body works?
Right. The nerdiness with the chemistry, right?
Yes.
But that's why a lot of us that have depression, our minds and emotions tell us we don't want to get up. We want to just stay in bed. But then that's why a lot of therapists or other providers tell us, no, if you're depressed, that means you need to get up. Because getting up and doing whatever activity, even if it's constantly bending over and standing up, that's doing the laundry, load after load, taking one piece out at a time to hang it, fold it, then lean down to get the next. All those things get our pulse up, which means we're in some kind of workout mode. And so that's how we get happy, and that's why we get happy by doing something that gets our pulse up. Even if it's not what most of us define as a workout, like going to the gym, it could be doing a bunch of laundry. Run, get this load, then go move this one to the dryer, then run, get this other one to get back in. And so you ever were doing house chores better? Same chores make better.
Technical difficulty here. The Joe's Mental Health Awareness
question.
Nyla, do you hear me, Emily?
Now I'm hearing you. I wasn't really before. I was cutting it.
So my question was, do you ever know this when you're doing stuff around the house, like mop? Okay, let's play this game and see how many times it takes for me to stay on the call. Am I back?
So what are you saying about cleaning?
Have you ever noticed how doing laundry or helping out like with vacuuming and that kind of stuff around the house makes your mood better?
A little bit, yeah.
So that kind helps in two ways. There's a satisfaction you're helping out, especially when it's like in my case where my parents don't require me to do it. But there's a good feeling that you did something for somebody. And there's the workout section that you're actually, especially if you do like the vacuuming or whatever really fast, you're actually doing a workout, only you're kind of multi-purposing because you're doing the workout and you're getting something done around the house, like the cleaning or whatever. And because you're getting your pulse up by doing it fast instead of slow, you're producing the dopamine and serotonin. But because you're focused on getting all those areas of the carpet or whatever, depending upon what's the chore you do, you're also distracting yourself from whatever that's why you felt anxious or depressed. So you're actually coping in three ways by doing something like that. Scientifically, it's three. Philosophically, it's only one, which is vacuuming or whichever one you do, laundry, whatever. You follow that?
Yes. Yep.
And that's why often therapists tell us to like just find something to do. Right. Just get up and do something. Often they're like, we don't care what you do, just get up and do something and don't stay in bed the whole day if you're depressed.
Yeah.
But we both gotta admit that's very hard, isn't it? Because that's the time when the one thing you want to do is what you shouldn't.
Yeah. Yep.
Isn't what you want to do is the one thing you shouldn't.
Right. But yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try to come on the computer and see if that helps. But go ahead, start saying what you were going to say while I switch computers, and maybe that will help.
The Jazz Mental Health Awareness is a one part of now we're getting triple Jennifer today. Okay. So the Jazz Mental Health is one of a few shows put on by Jennifer A. Whitaker, and are a part of the World of Ability Podcast Network. I would like to give special thanks to Marcus Hart And then transfer me media. The disability channel, the disability channel, and Zach with the PEC channel, and allowing us to have this on their platforms. Jenny, do you have any like announcements or anything you want to say, or anything else you want to add? Okay, I can't.
What?
Okay, I couldn't hear you for a second. There we go. That works. Okay, that was your microphone, Jennifer. And so now I can't hear you.
Hello.
Okay, just. One second. I'll be on in a minute here.
Okay.
All right, Jennifer, are there any announcements you wanted to?
Okay, are we connected?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So, everybody, we're having a little technical issues in this show. We apologize for it. But what I was trying to make as an announcement is that if you are a virtual assistant or would like to be considered and believe you have the skills to be a virtual assistant for a podcast, please go to our link you see here, calendly.com/Jen's Books and More, to grab a spot for an interview. calendly.com/JENNS Books and More. Also, we are looking for a social media candidate to be in charge of our social media. If you think you're the right person for this, please go to calendly.com/JENNS Books and More. And basically it's the same link, whether you.
Yeah, I'm kind of at the end of.
Emily?
Okay, I'm back. Okay, I'm back. I just wanted to finish up here. But do you have any, well, did you finish the announcements?
Should we announce the Happy Neighborhood one?
All right, everybody. For those of you, March 17th, 2023 is the International Day of Happiness with the Happy Neighborhood Project. It's cost is $20 right now, but will be going up starting in January to $30 and $40. So I encourage everybody to register and join us for that big event coming up,
which is at hnpabc.com/IDH. That's the link for the Happy Neighborhood Project worldwide summit event that Emily is talking about. hnpabc.com/id-as-in-dog-h-as-in-hill. And then also to the next thing here, everybody, if you want to check out our books or read more about me or find our podcast, you can go to jensbooksandmore.com, jennsbooksandmore.com. What other announcements do you have, Emily?
I'm not sure I have any other ones at the moment. Thank everybody for joining us and tuning in. Our next show of Jazz Mental Health will be November 28th. And to encourage everybody to subscribe to our channel and pages where you found us, and check out our website to find more about books, other podcasts, and other things at www.jennsbooksandmore.com. That is jennsbooksandmore.com. And until next week, wish you a productive and enjoyable week.